Hometown Christian Radio, 3WC, Mercy Saints, big good afternoon to you. Tomorrow is a big day. Actually, this year is a big year for Ebenezer Christian Children's Home. They're also celebrating 25 years. And, Gene, why do you have both microphones? Let Sherry... No, Sherry has one. Gene, why do you have two microphones?
I got a big mouth, I guess. That's why I need two microphones, I guess.
Sherry did that. Sherry was just trying to make you look bad on the radio.
And she said that, not us.
Yes. I mean, you know, what can I say?
All right. So Ebenezer Christian Children's Home. 25 years, ladies. Really?
I know. It's hard to believe. We were there with 3WC, and, you know, when they started. So we've just all trucked along for 25 years. It's been a fast 25 years.
It really has. I know the first time, sometime earlier this year, I heard John here in the studio talking to someone. He said, yeah, we're celebrating our 25th anniversary this year. And I thought, no, we're not. And then I thought, wait a minute, my son's 24. Yes,
yeah,
we are.
I started to say, you came along right after that. I remember that well.
So, yes. So a lot of changes. Started out with one house on the grounds there at Ebenezer, and now we're up to?
One house, five children, and now soon to be our seventh house in Siler City. We'll make our seventh and our first out of Wells County.
Yes. So, and then you have the chapel and, of course, the attic and just so many things involved under the umbrella of Ebenezer Christian Children's Home,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we have two attics. We have one here and one in Siler City. So, yes. Moving right along.
Sherry, do you have a total of how many youngins have come through the home over the years, the past 25 years that you guys have been there?
Yes, we have over 500 kids that's actually came through the doors of Ebenezer in our residential program, which is just amazing. And, you know, I think sometimes the directors are not involved and don't know, but, you know, we can honestly say we've seen all those faces and know all the stories. And sometimes we have to think a little bit for the ones that was way back, but, you know, it's just amazing to get to be part of that. And then, of course, a few years ago, our foster care program came along. And we started out with it and started out with one home and, you know, had just a few homes for a few years. And then that program has just really, really grown. And as of now, we've served over 200 kids in the foster care program. And we have over 50-some families right now and over 50-some kids in that program. And I guess when you think about that, and then we've got 40-some at the, you know, that's actually at the residential program, you know, that's over 90-some kids that, you know, God's really entrusted into our care, and we're just blessed to get to be a part of their life and just to help them work through what issues that they have.
Well, now, I know last year that we had gotten a thing from the state actually talking about foster care and how that was needed here in North Carolina. And at the home, you do training, the MAP training for foster parents who want to do that, right?
We do. We actually do that here. We do it in High Point and in Ashboro. So we, while we're expanding our program, we're offering that. So this fall, we've already got it scheduled. We'll be starting in September with the classes here. And we just kind of see as far as we want to have a certain number to be able to do it. But the last few years, that's not been a problem. You know, we've had several people that's really been interested in that. So when sometimes they kind of phase out once they adopt, they may feel like that door's closed, and then some that's adopted, they want to continue on that journey.
Right. All right. Now, Gene, Saturday, you're doing several things throughout the year. You've had a couple of tent revivals already this year, and then you've got a singing plan for this Saturday, as in tomorrow, right?
That is tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry, I've got totally lost track of this week. I don't know about you, but...
Yes, the tallies have been a big part of Ebenezer for several years. We were doing singing in the foothills, of course, and they came every year, and they've been a big support of ours. So we're going to have them tomorrow night at the Stone Center, and that will start at 6 o'clock. And to celebrate 25 years, that is going to be a free event. So you can get your tickets here at the radio station, or you can call 667-5683 at the office, and we will save tickets for you. We have very few left.
Okay.
So if you're really thinking about coming, you need to really, you know, try to call this afternoon to get those tickets reserved for you.
And again, let me say, it is a free concert.
It is a free concert.
But you do need a ticket to get in because there's limited seating.
That's
concert.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. And we want to make sure that we're able to serve them all. So we're really excited. We've got a lot of people coming from out of town and the surrounding areas that we've been getting calls from.
And we were talking about the foster care thing. You'll have some folks talking about foster care tomorrow, right?
We will. And we've got a new video that we're going to be showing. We're real excited about that. And it's going to be kind of just a big celebration. So, and we've got some other surprises tomorrow, too, I think, Ms.
Oh,
Jean,
surprises, right? Jean. Are you going to tell us what the surprises are now, or we have to wait and be surprised?
Not right now.
Okay, so we'll come tomorrow and be surprised.
And we'll have, you know, a lot of our foster families will be there and our families that adopted, and there'll be a lot of pictures on display of their children that they have adopted. In fact, I was on the phone on the way over here with a lady here in town that wanted to talk to us about that. And just this week, we took in a 3, 4, and 5-month-old babies, and they're not from the same family, no relationship. It was really cute because 2 came in at the same time, and it was a boy and a girl. So the little boy was kind of reaching over to the little girl. They were 4 and 5 months old. And I said, oh, let me take a picture. This might be Mr. and Mrs. one day. So I could say, this is the first time you met your wife. It was an Ebenezer when you was 5 months old. You know, that was really sweet. So it's sad. You know, but it was just a sweet moment, too.
But as Sherry mentioned, God has blessed to provide for you and for so many there a place, and have worked through you guys and through the staff at Ebenezer for so many years to bless so many children. And I've heard that saying all my life, that if you make a difference in the life of a child.
Yes.
And the difference has been made in the lives of many children because of Ebenezer. And thank God for that and what he has done there at the home. And looking forward to the concert tomorrow night. I think the Tallies have been coming to sing and work with the home pretty much over the past 25 years.
They've been there for a long time. They have. I talked to Roger yesterday, and he said they were so excited and so blessed and so honored that they're going to be part of this big event, so they're real excited about it.
All right, so call and get your tickets today. It's very important you get your tickets. You can call the home, and the number there is 667-LOVE, but they always say, well, what's that number?
5683.
All right, so 667-5683, and you're going to leave some tickets here at
the
station?
I'm going to leave some tickets here. So for you to have, so it'd be easy for them to stop by here and get them tonight or this afternoon or in the morning.
All right. Sounds good to me. And we'll see you then at the concert tomorrow. Looking forward to it. I already have my tickets. I drove out there this week.
I heard that.
Yes, and got my tickets and picked up Mary Doris's tickets. And we've got a couple of songs here that we're going to play from the Tallies that you might here tomorrow night during the concert. Again, doors open at 5:30. It's at the Stone Center.
It starts at 6 o'clock.
It's free, but you have to have a ticket to get in.
Yes.
All right. So let's listen to the Tally sing The Broken Ones. And thanks to Jean and Sherry for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Maggie came home one day with a raggedy, raggedy hand. She said, Mama, look what I found in the neighbor's garbage can. Had a missing left arm and a right button eye hanging by a thread. She carried it gently up to her room and laid it on her bed. With her other dolls, she loves the broken ones, the ones that need a little patching up. Sees the diamond in the rough and makes it shine like new. It really doesn't take that much, a willing heart and a tender touch. If everybody loved like she does, there'd be a lot less broken ones. 20 years later in a shelter on 18th Avenue, 17-year-old girl shows up all black and blue. Needle tracks in her left arm, almost too weak to stand. She says, I'm lost and I need help, as Maggie takes her hand and says, come on in. She loves the broken ones, the ones that need a little patching up. Everybody loved like she does, there'd be a lot less broken ones. to say to you. She's just two and one, the one who died for her would do. Love the broken ones, the ones that need a little patching up. See the dying. Everybody loved like he does. There'd be a lot less broken ones. His heart was broken, mine was mended. He became sin, now I am clean. The cross he carried bore my burden. The nails that held him set me free. His life for mine, his life for mine. How could it ever be that he would die? God's Son would die to save a wretch like me. What love divine, he gave his life for mine. His scars of suffering brought me healing. He spilled his blood to fill.
Tallies in concert tomorrow at the Stone Center in North Wilkesboro, the home, Ebenezer Christian Children's Home, part of their 25th anniversary celebration, hosting the Tallies at the Stone Center tomorrow. Still a handful of tickets left. You can go. You can call me here at the station and swing by and get you some tickets this afternoon, or you can call the home and they can reserve you some tickets to pick up tomorrow. The number is 336-667-5683. Again, it's a free concert tomorrow, but you must have a ticket to get in. Limited seating at the Stone Center. Doors open at 5:30. That concert at 6.